State Senator Malcolm A. Smith is currently on trial in White Plains on charges of bribery, extortion, and wire fraud. He currently represents New York's 14th district, which includes Jamaica and Queens Village. He's accused of bribing Republican Party leaders so he could run for mayor of New York City on the GOP ticket. And in a strange twist, the New York Times is reporting the judge presiding over the case might declare a mistrial after prosecutors failed to hand over some 9,000 recorded conversations, and almost 300 of those are in Yiddish. The New York Times' Joseph Berger has been covering the trial. He joins us now. Joseph, good morning.
Good morning, Richard. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Well, tell us a little bit more about the accusations against Malcolm Smith.
Well, he's accused of accepting, being kind of the linchpin in a scheme to bribe three of the five county leaders, the Republican county leaders. He had this quixotic idea that he could be mayor by running as a Republican. He's a Democrat. And he felt that the Democratic primary was going to be a very crowded primary, so he thought if he ran as a Republican, he'd have a better shot. And in order to do that, he needed three of five county leaders to give him authorization to run. That's required by state law, known as Wilson-Pakula. And to get these, he somehow connected with a businessman who was facing fraud charges, and these guys convinced him that they could pay off the county leaders.
And so how much money allegedly changed hand here, and who received it?
About $60,000, and it was received by two of the county leaders, Vincent Tabone and
the Queens councilman, right, Daniel Halloran?
Vincent Tabone of Queens and Joseph Savino of the Bronx.
Okay.
And Daniel Halloran, who was a former city councilman, was the go-between. He also got paid off, according to the prosecutors.
So Smith says he was entrapped. What's the defense arguing here?
The defense is arguing that he had no inclination to actually bribe the county leaders, but that he was persuaded and re-persuaded again and again by this businessman facing fraud charges, as well as by an undercover FBI agent to do something. Now the question is whether he might be able to say that he thought they were paying donations. He's very, very circumspect on all the tapes, so that it's sometimes hard to. He never quite says pay them bribes. I mean, he kind of nods and. But there are occasions when the prosecutors might claim he was very well aware that these were payoffs, because the undercover agent tells them this is going to pay the tuition for Stanford of one of the county leaders, and this is going to pay off the mortgage of Daniel Halloran. So and all the payments were in cash. So the jury will have to decide whether Smith was very well aware these were bribes, or whether he kind of pretended that he wasn't quite paying attention and assumed that they were donations.
Talk about the conversations that were recorded. This is where it took a strange twist yesterday.
Well, you're talking about the Yiddish conversations?
Yes.
Well, yesterday it came out in court that there were these hundreds of conversations that were recorded by Moses Stern, who's a Yiddish-speaking businessman in Rockland County, and many of them are in Yiddish, and they were never they hadn't been handed over to the defense lawyers until relatively a couple of days ago. And they're saying they don't have the time to translate all this. The prosecution contends these are irrelevant recordings, having nothing to do with the heart of the case. And the defense lawyers contend, well, if you listen closely, you'll get a sense of how Moses Stern, the Rockland County businessman, decided to entrap.
So
Malcolm Smith.
Just very briefly, what's your sense? Is the case headed for a mistrial?
I believe it's going to at least be adjourned at a minimum. And if there's a feeling that they can't, that the jury can't come back in 2 weeks, let's say, because it's going to take a long time to do all these translations, there may actually be a mistrial.
Okay. Joseph Berger is a reporter for The New York Times covering the Malcolm A. Smith trial in White Plains. Joseph, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Richard.